Hey everybody, welcome to X with Q, a 10-minute podcast to help you lead healthy from ministry to the marketplace. My name is Brad and I'm your host. Hey, just a reminder, we post new episodes every Monday morning dropping at 5 a.m. Eastern time. And it's only 10 minutes or close to 10 minutes, but you know that it's perfect for when you're having that morning coffee, driving to work, or taking a jog. Also, if you tap that subscribe button and turn on your notifications, you'll be reminded each time there's an episode released. Thanks again for those of you who are sharing this podcast on social media. If you do share it, make sure to let us know so that we can repost it. And lastly, if this podcast has added any value to your life and leadership, it would mean the world if you left a rating and review on your platform of choice. This helps us tremendously so that more people know about your favorite leadership podcast. Hey, I know you're going to love this week's episode from my conversation with Pastor Q about respect, some common misconceptions about respect and leadership, and how to gain it in a healthy way. Enjoy. Hey, everybody, welcome to X with Q, a 10-minute podcast to help you lead healthy from ministry to the marketplace. My name is Brad, and as always, hey. I'm here with Pastor Mark Q.
Let's go.
PQ, Aretha Franklin said it best. R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Sorry. So good.
Sorry.
I need a little respect, yet for many leaders.
Everybody wants to be respected.
Respect can feel all too elusive.
Right.
How do we get a little respect?
Can we get a little bit
respect on my name?
Here's the thing. I think In my experience, what I find is people are always asking two questions about your leadership, because that's where we're going to get respect. We're going to get respect from what we do and what we say, and does it line up, you know? But here's the idea. They're always asking two questions. Do I trust you or do I respect you?
Say it again.
Do I trust you? You know, do I respect you? Do I trust you? Do I respect you? Because they can be two very different things. You know, it's. I think what we forget is that sometimes it's hard to get people to follow us or want to do it. No matter what position or influence level you have in culture, it's hard because people come to the table, especially in this day and age, they come to the table already speculative.
Right.
They already come to the table going, I don't know. They don't even know you, because we have seen such unhealthy leadership in either our personal circles or in our country or in whatever circle of somebody who has authority. We've seen so much inconsistency. Mm-hmm. It has made us across the board speculative about any kind of leadership.
Right.
So, but if we can go into being a leader looking to take people somewhere as leaders influence them, just really understanding, hey, man, just know this person is asking, do I trust you and do I respect you?
Can you have one without the other?
You can, but it's very shallow. They can trust me.
Okay.
But it's all, we're all together. Ready? We're all together. We're all on a team. We're all going for the championship. I trust you. You're going to play a great third base. You're going to catch this ball. But when the game is over, I don't respect you because you are a nasty person, but I will forfeit that respect for the sake of the goal. I ain't saying that's healthy, and I'm not saying that's good, but you can have one without the other.
Can you have respect without trust? Can you respect someone?
You
but
can
not
respect
trust
somebody. Absolutely. I can respect. Look, I respect them that they grinded for years and they're successful in their corporation, but I wouldn't trust them to pick me up at the airport. I mean, that's just the reality. I mean, so you can have one without the other, but I can tell you it leads to a shallow life.
Got it.
When you have trust of people and they also respect you, you're talking about a higher, healthier level of leadership.
Right. And it's difficult to get anybody to follow us without respect, you know, maybe being respectable. What would be some reasons that someone wouldn't follow us as leaders?
Yeah.
Maybe because of a lack of respect.
Yeah, I've seen leaders make a lot of mistakes because they think their status or title it entitles them, if you will, to respect.
Yeah.
You know, which
that first level of leadership.
Exactly. John Maxwell's talked about that. The lowest level of leadership is your title.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I think sometimes we just take it for granted and we think, hey, I should immediately have your respect because I have president or CEO or CFO in front of my name. And I'm just going to tell you, it doesn't work. And if it does, it lasts for 2 hours. I think the second thing I've seen too is that they think age or experience guarantees respect. You know, someone who comes in, you know, they've been at the company, you know, three times as long as you have. They've been in the organization long. So you should, because you're the newbie, or you haven't been here as long as me, well, no matter what I say, no matter what I do, you should immediately believe it and you should follow it. And I'm your example. They put more emphasis on their experience and age than they actually put on the relationship.
Yeah.
You know, and so that immediately just kills the respect level.
Right.
And then the third thing I see, and I see this a lot in younger leaders, their need to be accepted by others is greater than their need to be respected by them.
For sure.
You know what I mean? And so they just want so bad to be respected. They almost compromise their personal and company values so that they're liked by a lot of people, and they think that's respect.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. So I mean, as you're leading staff members and leading a team, how do you help people navigate through maybe some of these pitfalls that they find themselves in? Maybe they're wielding some of those misconceptions about respect.
Yeah, it can be hard because they really believe what they're doing is right. So if you take example number one, you know, people, it's hard to get respect from people who feel like their respect is guaranteed because of their position.
Right.
What I do is I'll come alongside them and go, listen, you're in this position because you've been loyal, you performed at a high level, you provide excellent work, that's great. But just understand that, especially here at the chapel, we're highly relational.
Right.
So they're not, you know, what's the old adage, right? I mean, people aren't going to go along unless they get along. They don't care about your title. You know what I mean? Other than respecting it and hearing it, you're going to get so much deeper of a buy-in, which will then in turn create another level, a deeper level of excellence when they respect you.
Of course.
If they do it, and we have a saying here, we don't have to, we get to.
Right.
You get to when you know that your direct report, man, they care about you. They respect you as a person. And so because I have that deep buy-in, I want to produce for you. I want to give you excellence. So I get to do that for you.
Yeah.
So I think it's coming alongside them and giving them that really healthy definition of what it means to get respect or have the respect of others around you.
Right. And I think maybe some people hear that word respect and then there's the tendency to overcompensate, maybe to kind of grasp for respect or demand respect.
Yeah.
Rather than, I don't know, exhibiting leadership behavior that commands or earns respect, where does that behavior come into place of just having attributes that command a room?
Yeah. I think, too, when we hear that word, I like what you said, Brad, when we hear that word respect, I think some people feel like I need to be respected. So when I walk into a room, I expect, because I want respect, I expect something. And what I have found is that really healthy leaders, when they get respect from others, they are asking very little. It's just this auto response because of the way people are treated and cared for beyond what they bring to the table. A lot of leaders misinterpret respect as a level of authority, almost like lording it over people. I'm the CEO, I'm the CFO. Instead, to get healthy respect of others, you go in low and you say, because of my position, how can I use my position to benefit you?
Right.
All of a sudden, now it's a people thing, not a position thing. And so using your, whatever that is, I don't care if you're a manager, a direct reporter, a director, whatever it is, how can I make you better with the influence that I have?
Right.
Man, immediately you're going to get a lot of respect from people around you.
It's about depositing and adding value.
Of course.
And I think the barrier to entry for respect is actually, it's actually kind of low, because I can respect somebody, choose to honor them, even if they're not respectable.
Well, sure.
But when someone's respectable, it's just over the top.
It's over the top and a deeper buy-in, because we know, we've talked about this before, that honor and respect is not about them, it's about me. It's about how I want to. I may not agree right. with my president, and we say that, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? But I respect the office.
Yes.
I respect that position. Mm. But then when it's also that position combined with the person and the integrity of who he is or she is,
right.
I get such a deeper buy-in mm-hmm. from people that I'm leading
right.
because
when it raises the
they
next level.
Want to right. instead of I have to, you mm. know, that kind of thing.
So if a leader has fallen into, let's just say, less than respectable territory.
Yeah, right.
Can they recover?
I think so. I think what you've found, you know, there's marketing firms all over the country that exist, you know, to write press releases mm-hmm. and craft statements mm-hmm. on how to recover from whatever it is. You said something off, you know, you said something that wasn't right. Or which. Mm. And I think that's one of the ways we recover from leaders and we get respect back.
Right.
Own it. Mm. Be transparent, and there is going to be a consequence, so be realistic, but then be completely honest and transparent and be realistic mm. about what the next steps are to your actions. I think what happens, people may not like what you do. They might not like you as much because of what you've done, but they will respect that you've come out and just went, called it what it was.
Yeah.
So they can recover for sure.
That's good.
You know?
So, I mean, you know, as the phrase goes, there's levels to this.
right.
There are levels to respect. Well, yeah. Why don't you speak to that for a minute?
One of the things that I had to learn, you know, what I've observed, you know, is knowing your audience and knowing that people you're leading, we started the podcast with it, right? They're going to ask two questions. Do I trust you? Do I respect you? But then sometimes we fall into this pitfall of this. We have to understand these levels of respect. It's hard to because they're very emotional based. So here's mm. the example. Mm. When people respect you as a friend, they love you. They love you as a friend. They love you. That's great. But they may not trust you to a certain extent. But just understand when they respect you as a friend, they for sure love you. But when the people respect you as a person, the core of who you are.
Yeah, values.
You
know, yeah,
the real values, mm. value-driven. Your decisions aren't made emotionally or off the cuff. They're made through values. Well, if they respect you as a person, they admire you. They're like, wow, you know what? He's pretty consistent. You know what? You know what? He's that way, give or take 5% morning or night, or on this subject, he's always going to be like this. And then here's the key, the third one. When people respect you as a leader, that's when they follow you. Mm. When people respect you as a friend, they love you. When people respect you as a person, they admire you. But when people respect you as a leader, that's when they begin to really follow.
And there's almost like a flywheel principle to that, I'm sure, where it becomes less effort. Because when you're having to wield the title and the position all the time, it just constantly feels like you're climbing uphill to get anyone to follow you.
Yeah, what I always say, when you have to use your title to get things done, it's like pushing a rock uphill. You can for a little bit.
Yeah.
You can for a little bit. But I'd much rather have a tiger by the tail than push a rock uphill. I'd much rather have people who follow me that are so fired up, mm-hmm. fire in the belly, and it's because they respect you as a leader, mm. not because they're just all trying to get the ring.
Right.
They actually want to be mm. around you.
For sure.
And what do you want to accomplish? This is what's interesting. When they respect you as a leader, then they begin to follow. All of a sudden, they start asking this question, what do you want to do? How can I help you do it? Mm. And that, my friend, is true respect.
Yes. Love it. Thank you so much, Pastor
Q. Man.
Thanks again for listening to X with Q. If you're just joining us, we're glad that you dropped in. Hey, just a heads up, we'll release a new episode next Monday, July 18th, and you're not going to want to miss it. So make sure to listen and subscribe. If today's content was helpful to you, please take a moment and share it with a friend. It could be just what they need to motivate them this week. Once again, if you share our podcast on social media, we'll be sure to look for it and repost it if we can. We're so grateful for you and your investment and love having you as part of this growing leadership community. Hey, we'll see you next week.